The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, we're happy to have you here. Welcome in. This is a passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski, and thank you so much for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. On the phone, 877-711-5211. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe. Staying well this week with golf?
Yes. Physically feel pretty good. Anytime I play golf, I walk. That can't hurt, right?
Get your 10,000. The average golf course gets you, if you walk on it, it gets you 10,000 steps. So it's 118 holes. You get the 5 miles, which is 10,000 steps. You get your whole day covered.
Yep, mission accomplished today.
And we've got a great guest, two guests at the half past. Running with Nature, Mario Hemingway and Bobby Williams, won a short book, which is even better because it's totally readable, about 184 pages or so. It's a wonderful book, and they're encouraging each other and, if you will, stepping into the life you were meant to live. It's a great little book on all the things you can do to keep yourself healthy and egg, if you will, or encourage your partner to do so.
Mariel Hemingway, the granddaughter of Ernest Hemingway. That's some pretty good family ties there. She's an Academy Award nominated actress, and her boyfriend. She's an eco activist. She's, of course, as you mentioned, a healthy lifestyle advocate, and she public speaks. Her boyfriend is a stuntman. How about that? He's a stuntman, which is kind of
It's pretty impressive that he lives a good living being a stuntman.
Yeah, so they'll join us at 35 past the hour. They co-wrote a book called Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live. Mariel Hemingway and her boyfriend Bobby Williams at 35 past the hour. A real age tip from Dr. Mike coming up for the end of this hour. Bad news, Patriots. Mexico now is America is no longer the most obese country among developed nations. That honor, dubious honor, now belongs to Mexico. 70% of Mexicans are overweight, and almost a third are obese. And they're followed by New Zealand, Chile, and Australia. So we are no longer the most obese country in the world. It's Mexico. What's your take on that?
Well, we've just been there a little longer. It's bad for all the nations. We haven't solved our problem. We're still getting more obese. So we've got to do something about it if we're going to have the same standard of living we once enjoyed. There are a whole bunch of easy things, and maybe we can get into that, Joe, how you can, you know, we all talk about eating mindfully, and that's the one meal a day that you choose to vary. But the other 4 meals a day, you should eat what we call automatically, which is just have a few ingredients that are healthy, a few choices that are healthy choices. Don't have to think about those. You can think about the food while you eat it, but if you don't have to think about what's healthy, what doesn't have sugar in it, added syrups, etc., what you avoid the five food felons and get those 10,000 steps a day like you did on the golf course today, that's the key.
So what's the problem in Mexico? Some blame Mexico's obesity problem on the industrialized agricultural production, but other experts criticize anti-poverty programs for putting money into rural families' hands that they in turn spend on fried snacks and soft drinks rather than nutritious food. So for Mexico and other developing countries, these rural families, Mike, are abandoning the farms, abandoning urban jobs, and urban jobs are growing less physically taxing. That's a problem here in this country. We don't do a lot of physical activity when we work very much anymore. Same thing in Mexico. And processed foods are high in saturated fats, sugar, and additives. Now, it's a dangerous recipe, obviously, but it's what a lot of wealthy nations are also faced with, and it makes it kind of difficult to get people to switch to healthier diets.
It's actually interesting, isn't it? Our attempts to help people in poverty may be backfiring in this. I still, it still is. We should educate them as to what's healthy, as well as make sure we don't have people going hungry. It's going hungry, meaning starvation or malnutrition is worse than too much. But we are in a we're not calorie short world anymore.
So the long-term picture there is nearly a third of Mexican teenagers are obese, and a number that's tripled in the last 10 years alone. The vast majority of those teenagers will remain overweight for their entire lives, which could lead to weight-related health issues like diabetes. So to put it in perspective, Dr. Mike, as many as 70,000 people in Mexico die every year from diabetes, a number roughly equal to the deaths they say are caused by more than 6 years of the country's gangland wars. When you put it in those terms, it's a pretty scary thought. So we're not number one, but looks like we're still contagious, right? I mean, look at a map with all that grease dripping down from America and trans fat. Mexico never had a chance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, and high prevalence of type 2 diabetes because of it. And that will increase their costs of medical care and decrease their quality of life, too. The great news is all of us have something to do about it by avoiding, if you will, the five food felons, eating what we call mindfully when you get a chance and automatically when you don't, and doing a little physical activity that's 10,000 steps a day and doing a little meditation.
Yeah,
not that tough.
No, it really isn't. Maybe we need to rethink that border fence now that Mexico's gone to the fattest country. Maybe a 2,000-mile-wide treadmill or something would be a better idea. So
did you just come up with that?
You know me long enough, Mike. I think in strange ways, right?
That's pretty clever.
I think in very strange ways. You've known me long enough to know I'm kind of crazy sometimes. And a related story, one of your top medical news stories of the week, tired teenagers, what do they go for first? Fast food, huh?
Right. Now, the reason, there are two reasons. One is they often have that fourth meal, and it's easy and quick to get it if they're up late at night. And secondly, by being tired, they have two extra components. They don't get the rejuvenation of their brain. So there are four things that are linked together: sex, food, sleep, and, if you will, the addiction one, sweets. And so those four things, if you don't get enough sleep, you go for sweets or you go for thirst. So the key is to get enough sleep. The second problem is they get more stress. Stress decreases their ability to both be rational and fight infection. So they have much less self-control. And so that's natural for them to overeat.
What are calories? What is a calorie?
A calorie is what we call a unit of energy. What that means is it's the amount of, if you will, energy it takes to raise a, whatever it is, a set amount of water by 1 degree. So that's how calorie got started.
Okay, so when we talk about foods in terms of calories, that's pretty understandable. This food has 450 calories. But obviously when you look at something, you also look at calories. You look at when you're buying something in a grocery store, you look at calories, you look at what else? Sodium, trans fat.
Look at sodium. I look at
not at all.
First thing I do when I look at a label is you go down to the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's got any of these in the first five, you don't pick it up. That is any of the five food felons. So it's the rule of five. If it's in the first five ingredients, don't pick it up. There are anything with saturated fat in it, anything with trans fat in it, anything with an added sugar, an added syrup, or a 900% whole grain. So it's got the word dextrose or ose, any of the first five ingredients, don't pick it up. The second thing I look at is I keep the sugars less than 4 grams of added sugar per hour and less than 4 grams of saturated fat per hour. So I look at those two. Only if I've got a problem with either high blood pressure or congestive heart failure do I look at the sodium. So sodium is overrated as a health concern, except if you have high blood pressure that is salt sensitive, or you have, if you will, congestive heart failure.
All right, well, coming up after the break, could artificial sweeteners cause weight gain? Think about that, and Dr. Mike with the answer next. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, L.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And a show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Actress Mariel Hemingway on the show at 35 past the hour. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike, could artificial sweeteners cause somebody to gain weight?
Well, this is interesting. The data on this are that your body doesn't sense the artificial sweeteners as real sugar, so it doesn't shut off your hunger. So you consequently stay hungry. But that's really the purpose of the artificial sweeteners. So this came to light this week, or got to be a big topic this week, because of an opinion piece in a very good journal, The Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism, and they looked at the weight of people who were using artificial sweeteners, had replaced, for example, one regular soda with an artificial sweetened soda, sucralose, aspartame, saccharin, etc., and they found that the people who ate the diet soda weren't any thinner, and that, in fact, it seemed to be that in the long term, it was associated with a weight gain overall. So the downside is they might undermine the unconscious processes that help regulate our weight and things like our blood sugar. The upside is you're getting less calories. And remember, these artificial sweeteners are some of the most studied things in the world. Do you know who paid most of the money to study the artificial sweeteners, Joe?
Probably the sugar industry.
I'm impressed. That's 2 out of 2 you got. Excellent answers. That's right. The sugar industry has paid close to $200 million to look for toxicity in artificial sweeteners. So you can be sure that if there was something serious, they would have been trying to publicize it by now to help boost sugar sales.
Yeah, something bothers me about artificial sweeteners. I stopped using those years ago. But sugar is bad, too. What are some alternatives you want to sweeten something up that you drink or use
the
sugar
as a sweetener? Well, the best is to use, in fact, fruit, you know, an apple, you know, even if you're using it in a blender. With the green drink, we routinely put parts of an apple in it to sweeten it up or take away some of the bitter. Or the other thing you use, and which is very cleverly done in a lot of cookbooks now, is to use other spices that overwhelm or are just so intriguing to your taste and smell that you like those and those substitutes for sugar in your body and making you feel full.
How would you sweeten up a cup of coffee?
Well, I like the coffee black, so, you know, you're asking the wrong person, but I don't have an answer for that
really,
one, Joe, other than using artificial sweeteners.
No answer. Wow. I mean, that is a tough one, though. How would you sweeten up a cup of coffee? I don't know what percentage of people enjoy black. I drink black coffee, but a lot of people do add the coffee. They add the coffee, they have the sugar or the artificial sweetener, or they, you know, put the creamer in. I mean, you're adding a lot of extra calories into that cup of coffee.
Well, it's not only that, but they're bad calories because
yes.
The creamer, you know, if the creamer is from milk, it is the milk protein, which some people say isn't that good, but also the saturated fat in the cream, which we know isn't good. If you use the sugar, you're going to go over the quarter teaspoon or the 4 grams of sugar in that hour. So I used to have sugar and cream in my coffee, and probably 1993 or 4, when I was reading the data and showed how bad the artificial stuff in, that is the sugar or the creamer or the substitute creamer was for coffee, I went over a period of probably 2 to 3 weeks to black coffee and began to love it.
Black coffee tastes good to me, but I developed a taste for it now. Wouldn't put anything in it now if I wanted a cup of coffee. It's always black. 877.
Right, but you said it. You developed a taste for it.
Yes. I guess that's possible with everything.
You can do that. Our taste buds for many things, that is, salt and bitter are genetic. But in fact, sweet is one that you can learn just as fat is.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when you've gone from whole milk to skim milk, that's a learned taste, and when you now have whole milk again, it tastes yucky. So fat is a learned taste, as is sweetness. You can pretty much substitute.
877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Mike Roizen. He's more than happy to answer your question, udocs@gmail.com. Actress Mariel Hemingway at 35 minutes past the hour in this hour. Dr. Mike, fish oil and prostate risk, what's the connection, if any?
Well, this is a study that came out this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, which looked at people who had developed prostate cancer, men, large study. It was the SELECT study, which was started to investigate prostate cancer. And what they found was an association of those people who had higher blood levels of the fish oils and increased risk. It's about a 40% increased risk and a increased virility of prostate cancers. Now, the problem is this was after they had the diagnosis. So is it that they had the diagnosis, they had learned from the literature that fish oils, which is true in the literature, decrease prostate and breast cancers and decrease their seriousness, and started taking them? So we don't know whether this is, you know, because you see firemen at fires doesn't mean firemen start fires.
Sure.
And that may be the same thing. Because you see fish oils in prostate, increased in prostate cancer, it may be that the people started taking it to put out the prostate cancer, or to ameliorate it, or to get away from meat. Remember, we do know two things that make prostate cancer bad right away. One is having saturated fat in from red meat and processed beef. That's pretty clearly established that the more of that you eat, the worse your prognosis after you get prostate cancer. And the other is simple sugars. So such as simple, if you will, sodas are really bad for the growth of tumor cells. They accelerate the growth of tumor cells. So is this just the cause of people trying to switch away from red meat to fish, or whey, or taking just the supplements? We don't know. So, and I do know that coming out this Tuesday is a pretty powerful study showing that an omega-3 decreases breast cancer, and what usually you find for breast cancer is also found for prostate cancer. So my guess is, what's my take on it? I'm going to keep taking my DHA omega-3, my walnuts, and keep eating fish, and of course keep getting checked for prostate cancer. But I think the answer is a long way from done.
All right, before we go to the break and our guest at 35 after the hour, I had a listener to my morning show want to have me ask you about heartburn. What is heartburn, and what do you do about heartburn?
Heartburn is the sensation you have from your, what you call your esophageal mucosa and the back of your throat, that is pain, but is related to abnormal substances washing up from your stomach into your esophagus. Best thing you can do about it is to lose weight. Second best thing is to not eat within 3 hours of going to sleep. Third best thing is to not have cigarettes, which increase it, and secondhand smoke. Fourth is to tilt the bed. So you put your bed up on stilts, tilt it at a small angle, put two essentially large books under the headboard, under the top what do you call those, the top supports on your bed?
Bedposts.
You know, the bedposts that go all the way to the floor. Put them down on the floor so you don't fall off. But tilt the bed at about 2 to 3 degrees. All of those things help. But by far the best thing is losing 10 pounds decreases the incidence of heartburn by over 30%.
Wow,
More concern with heartburn is that it can increase your risk of esophageal cancer. That actually can be decreased by those two baby aspirin with a half glass of warm water we tell everyone to take before and after the aspirin. But that's another concern with heartburn.
All right, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening. This is Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, stay with us. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip coming up before the end of the hour. Guest time now here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams, Academy Award nominated actress, author, and activist Mariel Hemingway, and eco-adventurist stuntman Bobby Williams are here to chat about their new book, Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live. It's published by Changing Lives Press. Thank you both for coming on the show today. Balanced living and mental health, have you both all adhered to that lifestyle since day one? Or what, if you didn't, what flipped the switch to make you live that way?
Well, take that first, Mariel.
I guess I will. I guess, you know, I thought I was living a healthy lifestyle, and I think that when you're on the path to trying to find health and wellness, it's always changing. So I wasn't always doing things that were the best for me, but thinking that I was. But yeah, you know, I think that it's been a good journey, and that we found what Bobby and I have found together is a real balance of health and wellness.
Is it difficult in show business to live a life like that?
I mean, I guess you could say yes, because everything about show business is kind of contrary, and it's all about it's seemingly all about partying and stuff, but it's never been an issue for me because I'm passionate. I think living healthy is fun. I actually think it's a wonderful thing to do.
Hmm. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
And thank you, Mario. And I had the occasion to meet Mario and Bobby when they came to the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Center to give a grand rounds where they were talking about the book. It's called Running with Nature and Their Own Philosophies. And obviously they exuded their own philosophies. But Mario, you have a family history that is what you might call dangerous. So how do you use this running with nature to antagonize that?
Well, you know, I think because my family was dangerous is an interesting word, dangerous, but also incredibly creative, but there was a sense of feeling like I was running from something. I actually have a documentary out called Running from Crazy, because my family is, while wonderful, but there is, you know, there's insanity, there's depression, there's suicide, there's all these things. So living healthy, I think, is a big piece of the mental balance equation that people don't talk about. And it's one of the things that Bobby and I really want to implement into people's lives, is that our lifestyle, everything we do, leads to our wellness.
And one of the great things you mention in the book, if I can give a quote, Bobby, is, and by the way, the book is co-written, if you will, written by both of them, with some, I guess, subtext by Mario, and the but some of the phrases here: for us, nature is everything. It is true simplicity, it is truth without ego or agenda. Now, Bobby, you do a lot of stunts, so in fact, that still is your way of making your living. Is that right?
Yeah. When you asked the question before about is it difficult to live this lifestyle, you know, and have you lived it your whole lives? When I became a stunt guy about 30 years ago, I always had a lot of time off. So I would say I dedicate about 9 months a year. I'd only have to work about 3 months out of the year. You know, if you have a half dozen positions for the weekend, something, basically it's only taking about 2 hours to 3 hours per day. So the rest of the time I studied health and wellness. I got to the point where I was booking quite a few commercials. I didn't have a house, kids, and mortgage, but I drove across the country 87 times. And I studied health and wellness and education and politics and religion and was trying to figure out, you know, what this is all about and why things were set a certain way. And one of the rules that Marilyn and I looked at, you know, we have to tell people that.
Bobby, we're having trouble with your phone. I know your landline went down today. He lives on the Running with Nature Ranch, which is in Southern California, up in the hills, and his landline went down, much as sometimes mine go down. So if you can get in a little better area with the cell, it would be much easier for us to understand that. And by the way, the website for the book is www.runningwithnature.com, as you might expect. one of the things, Mario, how did you two meet?
We actually met on a hike. We met outside. We met in nature. It was pretty amazing. And it was a total connection, like more than just like chemistry. There was like, I like to explain it as seeing somebody and knowing that they know your language, like you speak the same language, and it's the first time you've met somebody who speaks the same language as you. So it was really kind of wonderful. We hiked for about 3 hours together and couldn't stop talking, and it was fun.
Now in the book there are a lot of what I would call quizzes and points you get so that you can actually see how many points you rack up. And one that is really interesting to me, because I've never been able to do it myself, if you will, is live silence. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, we both are big proponents that, you know, silence, meditation, stillness, is really where you learn so much about yourself. It's in the quiet, and slowing, you know, sitting down in whether you want to call it meditation or just silence, and listening to your breath and connecting with yourself. and allowing thoughts to come and go. And silence is a powerful teacher. It took me many years to learn how to be still and be okay with it. And a lot of times people will say, yeah, but, you know, I can't meditate. My mind doesn't stop. Well, your mind doesn't really stop ever. But it's about allowing the thoughts to come and go, focusing on the breath. It's such a powerful, it's a very transformative thing to learn how to do. And we should kind of show you some simple ways to go about it so that you, it's so that you can hear your inner voice.
And one of the things that I've never been able to do, I can go, maybe I can go the first hour technology free of the day, but I certainly can't go the last 2 hours of the day technology free. But do you really do that? Do you two do that?
Oh, absolutely. Bobby is, what's funny about him, poor guy, I think his phone's all messed up, but he really is, like, I kind of got him started on technology. I'm sort of, I feel like I'm the bad seed. Like I kind of started on this bad thing. But we make it a practice to turn it off at a certain amount of time, so at a certain time at the end of the day, so that when we go to sleep, it's all about rest. And we actually turn our internet off at night. And if you notice that when you do that, you notice that it's a lot more silent. And I don't know. I feel that energetically, it's just a better thing to do. There's, you know, no EMFs, and we sleep more soundly. It's pretty powerful.
Now, the other, if you will, there's another thing that I love that you do in here, or that you talk about in here, in addition to. Focusing on living silently, you talk about breathing consciously. Tell me what you, I know what you mean by it, but tell our listeners what you mean by breathing consciously.
Well, most people breathe from their, you know, from their chest up. They head breathe, you know, and it's very shallow. And there's not a consciousness of the breath. A conscious breathing is when you take not too deep a breath, but breath with intention means that you take a full deep breath. You go in and you almost imagine the breath going into other parts of your body. And the reason how I learned how to do this and Bobby learned it in a different way. I learned it through yoga. Yoga really taught me how to move breath into my body, but it's a powerful, it's really helpful in balancing your mind. It helps you to be less stressed. Really,
when we
powerful.
Come back, I want to talk more about breathing with Muriel Hemingway and Bobby Williams, Running with Nature. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And another segment with Mariel Hemingway and Bobby Williams. They are the authors of Running with Nature, Stepping into the Life You Were Meant to Live, published by Changing Lives Press. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Mariel, when we were interrupted by those commercials, rudely I might say, but they're wonderful companies that support us, we were talking about breathing consciously. And one of the things I saw in here, which I was interested because I've never been able to do it, and was alternating nostril breathing. Tell me about that.
That is one of my favorite breathing techniques, and you close off one side of your nose with your two small, you know, your pinky finger and the next finger, and you breathe in through the other side. Then you hold that side and you let go, and then you breathe out through the other side, and you keep doing this alternating nostrils. And what it does for me, it's incredibly balancing. Like, I actually feel like my brain is more stable when I do it. And, breathing techniques are very powerful. Bobby's incredibly good at moving breath through his body. It's a powerful thing for him.
I mean, one of the techniques we teach or we think of at the Wellness Center is when you breathe in, is trying to oxygenate your blood and then watching it go from the lung to the periphery. And that's a technique you use as well in the book, and you is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just about, and conscious, you know, again, getting back to conscious breath, when you put intention to breath, when you actually visualize the breath going to a certain part of your body, you can, it will move there, and it, yeah.
Now,
it
Bobby, Bobby, thank you for coming back, and I appreciate all the effort to get out of the range of interference with the phone. The one would say, geez, you're a stunt person. How can you use this? Don't you have to really be intent on the stunts you're doing at the time you're doing it. Do you meditate or do you breathe in between the stunts? How do you do this?
Well, breathing is something that I've been practicing for quite some time, and I like to talk about ions and negative and positive ions really briefly. And Mariel and I live in the mountains so that we can get negative ions, which have a positive effect on the body. Being in the city, you can have as many as one negative ion to 500 positive ions in a polluted city. And so this affects you greatly. Now, I'm sure you understand on a Western philosophy, the ions and electricity in the body and how much electricity actually comes out of the air to have your body do all these things and how important it is. With the lungs being 70% of the detox for the body, it's so important to take these long, slow, deep breaths. So back to the stunt, pulling more energy before you do something that's going to be extremely strenuous, you work on deep, 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 long breaths so that you can be calculated, your mind can be sort of at peak, you know, being completely aware, and you pull these breaths in deep, deep, deep from the lower part of your stomach, and you know, the Chinese call it the Dan Tian, and you create energy there. And as esoteric as that can sound, I mean, there's electricity in the air, and that's why I brought up the negative and positive ions. But, you know, lots to cover in the breath. God, I there's so much in our book about it, from the simple to the extreme, and we try to make it as understood as possible. And Mariel has yoga techniques, and I have all this sort of Tao monk technique stuff, and we combine them together and talk about those things that are readily available to people if they're looking there.
Now, another chapter you have is laugh and play. You don't stop laughing because you grow old. You grow old because you don't stop laughing is the quote you start with Michael Pritchard, sorry, at the beginning of the chapter. Tell us what else you mean by play.
Well, I got to tell you, Bobby is really instrumental in teaching me how to play because I grew up in, you know, we talked a little bit about my family, but it wasn't a very happy, you know, playful upbringing. And he really brought laughter and play back into my life. I hadn't been a child. I was a primary caregiver for my mother when she had cancer when I was a child. And then, you know, different things with the family and the mental illness and stuff. I sort of gave up being a kid just because, and not, oh, poor me. It just was the, you know, it was
what happens in the families like that.
Exactly. And so I have learned, in my late 40s and 50s, to play. And it's been one of the most transformative and wonderful things that's happened to me because I'm so happy and so connected. Play is huge. And we've turned our exercise, and we talk about this in the book, make your exercise fun. Make it play. Because when it goes from being drudgery or something you have to do to something you want to do, I mean, Bobby was just out in our backyard, I think, playing golf or something, you know, I mean, we always are out playing games and laughing, and it's really important for your health.
Now tell us about this old Studebaker that we see in the book.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Are you, tell him about the Studebaker.
We have this really eccentric photographer friend who refuses to read books because he doesn't want to mix up his knowledge on life. And he's the one that took the pictures, a lot of the pictures for the book. And anyway, he got this old Studebaker from this old guy who was the original owner, 57. And he ended up giving it the Studebaker because he left his studio and just left it there. And someone was going to come and pick it up and bring it to a junkyard. And so the Studebaker came to our house, and we used it as a ranch truck for hay and feed for the chickens and that kind of stuff, and surfboards in the back to take it to the beach. I mean, we were really fortunate to get that. The photographer's name is David Paul, and he was nice enough when we were done shooting. He was like, "You want my truck?" And we said, "Sure, we'd love to have the truck." And, you know, it needed all these little repairs, but it was well worth it.
And one of the things that you also have in the book is a lot of adventure. As we grow older, many of us reduce the adventure in our life. One of the phrase you use from Eleanor Roosevelt is, do one thing every day that scares you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to challenge yourself and go outside your box, your limits, and you know, being with Bobby, especially him being a stuntman and a professional climber, he got me started climbing and doing things that, you know, that kind of give, put a little fear inside you. They expand your brain. They make you more vital.
It certainly must, learning new techniques. The book is Running with Nature by Mario Hemingway and Bobby Williams. It's short, simple, wonderful advice, stepping into the life you were meant to live. All you have to do is look at the smiles on their faces throughout the book, and you're really motivated. Running with Nature, www.runningwithnature.com. Thank you very much. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, thank you, Muriel. Thank you, Bobby. And again, to reach Dr. Mike on the air, it's 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.